Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Salt Lamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, we love catching up with draft picks to see what's going on, especially high draft picks. This case, I caught up with Henry Godbout, who is a second round or was a second round pick of the Boston Red Sox in the 2025 draft at the University of Virginia, an infielder, all kinds of potential. Yep, all kinds of potential. I get a feeling that you're going to be hearing from this kid a lot going forward. I like the cut of his jib. And it's not just because we just did an interview together, just did a little bit of a talk. He started his career, so he got a chance to play in 13 games with single-A Greenville, and he did all right for himself. He went 15 for 44. That would be a .341 batting average. And he has a .950 OPS, six doubles. He has some pop, has some speed. Again, second-round pick. And I feel like it's a good opportunity anytime you get a guy who has just been drafted to get their perspective, head spinning a little bit, fresh face, enthusiastic, career's just beginning, all of that. And then maybe we'll check in 5 years later and say, okay, what did you learn? That's what we love to do. All right, here you go. Henry Godbout, here you go. Baseball's and boring on the go.
All right, there's no human being I'd rather be talking to more than Henry Godbout right now. And draft pick, University of Virginia. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
So I'm always fascinated by when you actually, okay, you get drafted, but now you're standing on a baseball field as a member of a Major League Baseball organization. Does it feel, does it hit different?
I don't know. It feels pretty similar.
Does it?
I've been playing baseball so long and... You know, it's obviously awesome to be in Fenway. There's not a better venue for baseball in the whole world, honestly, but it feels the same.
Take me through the draft. That's another thing I'm fascinated about. What was that day like for? First of all, did you have a party?
No, it was just kind of the family.
All right, good wolf. Party. You never know how this is going to go.
Yeah.
So take me through that day, what you expected, what transpired, what happened?
Yeah, I mean, I think the key with the draft is expect the unexpected. You never really know. And if you're a projected top 15 pick, you probably know a general idea of where you're going to go. For me, there was a whole range of spots I could have gone. But, I mean, I'm super thankful I ended up at the Red Sox. It's been a dream. I grew up a Red Sox fan. So being here has been awesome.
Yeah, so how did that come about? Growing up a Red Sox fan.
Oh, my dad's from the Boston area. He's from Shrewsbury. So it's kind of, if you have a dad who's from the Boston area, it's kind of...
the science.
Yeah, you're going to be a Red Sox fan. So grew up Red Sox, Patriots, everything.
What was your sweet spot Red Sox team?
Sweet spot?
When the first one that you fell in love with.
Well, so growing up, I used to watch these tapes of like the 2004 season in our car. Yeah, so I had those on repeat. So like the comeback, everything.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That was kind of the first taste of Red Sox.
Oh, really?
Baseball. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you saw the Netflix thing. Yeah.
We had like these old tapes that I don't know if you could really find now, but
was it like VHS tapes?
Yeah, or? it was like DVD.
Okay, DVD.
It wasn't the the documentary that just came out. It was like an old, like, showed every game.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So who was your guy?
Pedroia.
Oh, yeah,
Pedroia. I loved Veritek, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanted to be a catcher when I was younger.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, but Pedroia, Poppy, but Pedroia was my main guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so being around Pedroia, it's, we have to introduce you. I don't know if, is that like a goal or?
100%. Really? I'd love to meet him, yeah.
Okay. What did you like, and this is a cliche question, but what did you like about Pedroia? Like, what did you...
Just the way he played the game.
Yeah. Because a lot of guys who are small, you're not a small guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But like a gritty gutty or whatever. But yeah. Yeah.
100%. So when I was growing up, I was definitely a small guy. I was super skinny, shorter. I hit a little growth spurt. But I always wanted to be like Pedroia because, you know, he impacted the game in so many different ways.
Yeah.
And he's the type of player you want on your team. Pedroia is a huge inspiration of mine, and you know, hopefully I get up here soon and carry his torch a little bit.
So what was the turning point for you? Like you said you were a small guy.
Yeah.
So when was the fork in the road moment for you?
Yeah, I couldn't, it was probably around seventh, eighth grade. I had a little bit of a growth spurt, but I was really small. Like, and I would play up when I played, so I was always the smallest guy in the field. So Pedroia was kind of my guy.
Oh, really? Oh, so there you go.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And so how did you land in Virginia?
It was – so I had kind of watched a few College World Series growing up. It was like Virginia and Vanderbilt were like the only two teams for like three straight years.
Yeah, yeah.
So like I got to go to one of these schools. And then started playing well, getting better as a high schooler. And in like my ninth grade year, they saw me play, and I was kind of getting looks from schools. But once Virginia offered me, I kind of knew that that's where I wanted to go.
So from the time that you arrived at Virginia to the time that you left or drafted, you probably got bigger and stronger and everything.
Yeah, for sure.
But what is the thing that you know, were you drafted out of high school at all? Or?
I wasn't, no.
Okay, perfect. Not perfect for you, but it's perfect.
No, I mean,
for the conversation.
It ended up being
perfect. Yeah, I mean, so what did you, in that time where you ultimately become this guy who is drafted, what was the thing that you got significantly better at?
I would just say understanding the game and understanding how to, you know, impact the game when you're not feeling your best. Coach Mack and the staff there do a great job of teaching you how to, you know, have different ways to impact the game other than just hitting a double all the time. So I would say that's the biggest thing. Like on the days that you don't feel great, still being able to impact winning.
Okay. And you played with Connelly early?
I did, yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're just getting to know him, right?
Yeah, yeah.
One of the things when I talked to him, when we just had him on and he said, yes, sir, I'm like, okay, here we go,
yeah.
West Point.
Yeah.
He came from West Point.
Yep.
Wait, were you already at Virginia or no?
I was.
Okay. So when
it was
he,
my first year.
Okay. When he came in and he was making his bed and you know, tucking his shirt and saying whatever, could you tell that this kid, or were you like, oh, here comes the kid from West Point?
I mean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely had some things that were definitely West Point Army type things. But, I mean, Virginia, I'm not going to go so far to say that it's even close to what West Point has. Yeah. But there is some military-esque things about the way they run their organization. So he fit in pretty well.
Okay. All right. And what? So what? Give me some good Connelly early stories. Or maybe...
I'm not going to air anything like
that. No, you don't have to. Like, I'm even just like, oh my goodness, this guy is good.
Or you can
give me a good story. It's up to you.
I mean, I would say, like, you know, throughout the year, he was more like our midweek guy.
Okay.
He was pitching amazing. He probably should have been pitching on the weekends, but I mean, there was a reason, whatever it was. But in the playoffs, he stepped up and he became our number one guy. And he really, you know, was one of the main pieces that got us to Omaha that year. So you kind of knew that he was going to be a really good player. And he was also, like, he was more of a pitchability guy, like threw strikes, but didn't have the fastball he has now. So once he got into the Red Sox development system and got a good fastball, he really took off.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. When you see him pitch, like, first of all, like, you see your buddy pitch in the majors.
Awesome.
I don't know if you have any other buddies pitching or playing in the majors now.
Do
you? Who?
Yeah. So me and Nick Kurtz is actually...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
NBA. We went to high school together, so I know him.
Oh, my goodness.
Well.
Look at you.
And then there are a few other guys, obviously Virginia guys. Kyle Teal.
Oh, you went to high school?
Yeah.
You're big Amish.
Yeah.
You know, that's his nickname?
Yeah. So KT is a good friend of mine. Yeah, there's a bunch of guys that I've kind of
But when you see Connelly, when you saw Connelly out here, what was it just the fastball? Like, oh, shoot.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't able to catch his game last night.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious his fastball jumps out of his hand now a little bit different. And obviously, he's having great success, so I'm super pumped for him. He's a great guy, too, so it's great to see.
Okay, since we just had Nick Kurtz on the podcast, I want a good Nick Kurtz story. I mean, were you, first of all, I was talking to him about pitching as a 12-year-old in Taiwan.
Yeah.
Which is, you weren't on that team, were
you?
No,
I wasn't.
Okay. No. But when you, what was he like? Obviously a big kid.
Yeah, great guy. He played a lot of sports in high school, big basketball player, one of our best players on the basketball team. But, you know, always a cool guy. Played a lot of video games together. He's,
all right.
He loves Call of Duty, so. Did a lot of stuff like that.
On MLB The Show?
Nah, we didn't play much The Show.
Really?
Honestly. Yeah, a lot of Call of Duty. But he's a great dude, man. He's obviously doing his thing now. But yeah, it's cool to see a lot of guys I grew up playing with.
I'm going to give you, speaking of video games, I'm going to give you, this is the only thing I can pass on. When you get advanced, as you advance into minor leagues, what you can do, if you play MLB The Show and you aren't happy with your speed or your power or whatever, you can email them
and
fix it. Giolito was not happy with his endurance, so he emailed him.
I love that.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's good to know. I appreciate that.
I'm here to help.
Yeah,
I'm here to educate.
Yeah.
So have you been, I should have asked, you've been to Fenway before?
I have, yeah.
What was that?
So most recently I was here in Cape Cod.
So
we took some BP out here, which is great. Actually, 2 years ago at Virginia, we played a game out here against BC.
Oh, you did? Okay,
which was awesome. And then before that, I grew up coming to games quite often.
Okay.
I've probably been to like 7 or 8 games in my lifetime.
Oh, yeah, because your dad. Yeah,
exactly.
Who's your dad's favorite player?
That's a good question. I don't know. I'd have to ask him about that. Growing up, I don't know who his favorite player was, but, I mean, he was a big Pedroia guy, too.
Okay.
Definitely loved Pedro as
all
well.
Right.
Veritek, too, he liked a lot.
Mike Lowell before your time?
Mike Lowell, no, he was, I mean, I was young when he was playing.
Okay.
But
you know how you can learn about Mike Lowell? Read the book I wrote with Mike Lowell.
Okay, I will. I'll check it out.
How about Joe Kelly? You like Joe Kelly?
Yeah.
All right, well, that's where this podcast, he's the owner of the podcast.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Cool.
We both have Baseball's Important Tattoos. And I would ask you, say, hey, listen, if you win the World Series, will you get a Baseball's Important Tattoo? Alex Cora has already agreed, but let's not put cart before the horse.
Yeah. Let me get up here first.
I'll let you get, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.